What's up, world? I'm Cameron McKinney, and this is Pop Culture Spotlight, a podcast about the biggest movie star right now and possibly of all time, Tom Cruise. The year that Tom Cruise became a movie star is no doubt 1983. First, he had a supporting role in The Outsiders with many future stars, Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Ralph Macchio, Patrick Swayze, Matt Dillon. Then he's the lead of Risky Business, where he plays Joel, who begins a relationship with a prostitute, and was in the sports movie All the Right Moves with Craig T. Nelson. These movies are very much of the 1980s, and it's why Cruise became one of the biggest stars during that decade. That's one of my favorite things about the 80s, is that it's all about the leading actor for a lot of these movies. Back to the Future doesn't work unless it's Michael J. Fox. Ferris Bueller doesn't work unless it's Matthew Broderick, and in my opinion, Risky Business does not work as a movie unless it stars Tom Cruise. 3 years later, in 1986, is when he became the biggest movie star in the world. He starred in a little-known movie known as Top Gun, where he played Maverick, a cocky and talented pilot. The film, with a $15 million budget, and made $357 million. It's one of the most iconic movies of all time, and forgive the pun, launched Cruise to a level of stardom we've rarely seen. Here's what Cruise himself told Interview Magazine in 1986 about Top Gun. Quote, "When you fly in the F-14, it's one of those experiences that is bigger than life itself. It blows your bleep away. These guys do it every day, and you know why they want it. Flying is so intense and emotional, but ever since I got involved in Top Gun, I didn't want to make a warmonger movie. I wanted to get into the personality of these guys. What makes them fly? What makes my character Maverick want to fly? I wanted to give him a sensitivity." That same year, Cruise also starred in The Color of Money with Paul Newman. Newman is the one who walked away with an Oscar, but Cruise, in my opinion, is just as good. My favorite scene in The Color of Money is the scene between Tom Cruise and Forrest Whitaker. It's just two young actors at the top of their game. During the early years of Cruise's career, he was playing a bit of an archetype, a young man who thinks very highly of himself, who at the beginning of a movie isn't necessarily a good person, but is one by the end. And these roles include Rain Man, where he plays Charlie Babbitt, who at the beginning just wants his father's money; A Few Good Men, where he plays Daniel Caffey, who at first doesn't take the trial he's been assigned to seriously; and In the Firm, where he plays a young lawyer, Mitch McDear, who cheats on his wife. And all three of these roles take advantage of Cruise's undeniable charm. It wins audiences back, and no movie star in my lifetime has done that better than Tom Cruise. Cruise is, for the most part, viewed as a leading man who doesn't transform for his roles, but there have been times where he really challenged himself as an actor. 1989, he played Vietnam veteran Ron Kovic in Born on the 4th of July, where he first got his first ever Oscar nomination. 1994's Interview with a Vampire, where he played the villainous Lestat. In 1999, Cruise had the most insane year of his career with Eyes Wide Shut and Magnolia. For me, his wildest movie of all time, though, has to be Vanilla Sky, where he plays newspaper tycoon David Ames. It's a giant swing, and while I think there are massive flaws in the movie, I admire it and its star's ambition. Cruise also showed that he had a sense of humor in Ben Stiller's Tropic Thunder, where he played movie studio head Les Grossman. What I am about to say next is a fact, not an opinion. Tom Cruise is the biggest movie star ever who doesn't have an Oscar. He's been nominated for three of his past performances in Born on the 4th of July, Magnolia, and Jerry Maguire. And I know most pundits think Magnolia was the movie he should have won for, and I agree, but the big mistake was not giving him the Oscar for Jerry Maguire. It's the movie I think of when I hear the name Tom Cruise. It's iconic, it's fun, and it's a little over the top. Here's what Jerry Maguire writer-director Cameron Crowe told Deadline about working with Cruise on Jerry Maguire. Quote, "Tom really is a personable guy. He knows all of the crew members. Everybody who was in our Jerry Maguire womb. I remember Mission Impossible came out while we were filming, and it did like $75 million over the weekend, which was amazing. He walks in that Monday to work, and people just started applauding. He says, thank you, guys. Now let's get down to Jerry. Let's make our movie. The guy could pivot right right and left to the intimate romantic comedy side of him that I couldn't wait for people to see. We all knew he was building a character, but it was a generous performance. Everybody got to shine around him. He would always be there for the off-camera part. He knows everybody's line. So the thing they say, where the vibes of the movie often flows from the first guy on the call sheet, that was very apparent on Jerry Maguire. I also want to talk about three Tom Cruise performances I think he should have gotten an Oscar nomination for. Rain Man, I get how good Dustin Hoffman is, but Cruise is just as good. A Few Good Men, few actors have been as good with Aaron Sorkin dialogue as Cruise has been, and I'm one of those people who believe he should have gotten an Oscar nomination for his performance in Top Gun Maverick. It was more than just a movie star performance. It's one of the best of his career. It's a signature leading man performance. You can't talk about Tom Cruise without talking about the role he's played the most in his career, Ethan Hunt. I love the Mission Impossible franchise. He's so good as Hunt and has gone up against great villains played by John Voight and Philip Seymour Hoffman. And I like how committed Cruise is to these movies. But at the same time, it's clearly taken up a lot of his time, and he does this action movie thing instead of more dramatic roles. And I understand why this franchise is a massive reason. He's still a movie star because of this franchise. These movies keep on making hits for him. Tom Cruise is still very much interested in being Tom Cruise. He wants to be a major celebrity force. I think that's very clear when you look at the choices he's made in the past decade. He just doesn't want to keep working. He wants to remain relevant. And I can't say I don't understand. I mean, I would much rather him make the Mission Impossible films than to join the MCU. I know all the people bring up, oh, he almost was Iron Man before Robert Downey Jr. Now that Downey Jr. is gone, he could be an alternate version of Iron Man. I would not like that whatsoever. I like that Tom Cruise has his franchise. I just wish that he would make other movies while making the Mission Impossible films. That's one of the things I liked most about Top Gun Maverick. It felt like a real break from the Ethan Huntness of Tom Cruise. It felt like a real break from the Mission Impossible movies. It was Tom Cruise doing something different, and people had a real appetite to see Tom Cruise do something different. The last Mission Impossible film that came out underperformed at the box office. I think people are a bit tired of Tom Cruise being that version of Tom Cruise. I think he needs to start surprising the audiences again. I also want to bring up the two science fiction films that he made with Steven Spielberg, Minority Report and War of the Worlds. Minority Report in particular has become an underrated film in Cruise's filmography. I mean, he went toe-to-toe against a young Colin Farrell, and in War of the Worlds, he plays this deadbeat dad who gets a chance at redemption. Like, that is signature Tom Cruise right there. War of the Worlds is like a signature Tom Cruise performance. That movie only works because Tom Cruise is the star of it. It's always interesting to talk about roles that movie stars turn down. Here are some movies that Cruise reportedly turned down. Footloose. I mean, that's a completely different movie. I don't want Tom Cruise in Footloose. It makes sense that that's Kevin Bacon and not Tom Cruise. An Indecent Proposal. I mean, he would, I guess, be playing the Woody Harrelson part. I don't like that movie. A Beautiful Mind. I recently watched that movie and didn't like it, and I already brought up Iron Man. Iron Man is a big what if to Tom Cruise's career, because would it have been good for Tom Cruise to be Iron Man? I mean, it resurrected Robert Downey Jr., but what would it have done for Tom Cruise? Tom Cruise is still Tom Cruise without Iron Man. He doesn't need Iron Man, but the MCU probably did need Robert Downey Jr. Maybe the MCU doesn't exist right now if Cruise played Tony Stark. He also said no to Donnie Brasco. I recently watched that movie. That's a really good Johnny Depp performance. It's also a really good Al Pacino performance. I don't really see Tom Cruise in a gangster movie. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me. If you're ever wondering how Tom Cruise became Tom Cruise other than his obvious star it factor, it has to do with the list of filmmakers he's worked with throughout his career. Francis Ford Coppola, Martin Scorsese, Barry Levinson, Oliver Stone, Tony Scott, Rob Rob Reiner, Sidney Pollack, Brian De Palma, Cameron Crowe, Stanley Kubrick, Paul Thomas Anderson, Steven Spielberg, Edward Zwick, Michael Mann, and Doug Liman. And recently, I think he's worked with underrated filmmakers like Christopher McQuarrie and Joseph Kosinski. And Cruise was recently announced to be the lead of the next film directed by two-time Oscar winner Alejandro Iñárritu. And there's been some speculation that he might end up with a role in Quentin Tarantino's last movie, The Movie Critic. I need to see Tom Cruise work with Quentin Tarantino. That needs to happen. I don't care if he's in the movie for 5 minutes or 25 minutes. It needs to happen. The world needs Tom Cruise in a Quentin Tarantino film. Another filmmaker I desperately need Tom Cruise to team up with is Christopher Nolan. I think that needs to happen. Like a sci-fi epic with Tom Cruise at the helm. That needs to happen before the end of Cruise's career. Christopher Nolan and Tom Cruise. We all need it. These two have been so blockbuster. They need to come together. With actors as famous as Tom Cruise, there's always these conversations about, are they great actors or are they just mega movie stars? And in the case of Cruise, I really believe he's both. He's given enough different performances where I can say he's not just relying on his charm. And in most of the cases where he is the leading actor of a movie, he is the most interesting thing in that movie. My problem with a lot of leading roles is usually the lead is the most dullest part in the movie. That has never been the case with Tom Cruise. Just watch Top Gun. Yes, Val Kilmer is really good in Top Gun, but you know who gives the best performance in Top Gun? It's none other than Tom Cruise, and Top Gun Maverick is another example of that. When Tom Cruise is not on the screen, you're like, can we get back to Tom Cruise? He's always the most interesting thing on screen. I would go back to Jerry Maguire. Yes, Cuba Gooding Jr. won an Oscar for Jerry Maguire. He's great in that movie. The Show Me the Money thing, that's fantastic. I think he should have won an Oscar for that. But like I said earlier, Tom Cruise also should have won an Oscar for Jerry Maguire because he's the most interesting thing in that movie. That breakdown scene where he wins Renee Zellweger's character back, that is one of the most classic scenes you'll ever watch, and he is on fire in that scene. Cruise as an actor is never just there for the ride, and no actor has been as relevant for as long as Tom Cruise has. Cruise recently had one of, if not the biggest victories of his career with the successful Top Gun Maverick, his first billion-dollar movie. It shows he's still relevant and can deliver on his signature movie stardom. I mean, we can go all the way back to 1983. It's 2024 and we're still talking about Tom Cruise like he's Tom Cruise. He's never really had a bad down period. Yes, he's had some few clunkers, but they still made money. And this is what I'll say about him. I don't view him as the greatest actor of all time, but I do view him as the greatest movie star of all time. Like, if I have a tentpole film, Tom Cruise is the guy I want leading it. Look at what he's done with the Top Gun movies. Look at what he's done with the Mission Impossible movies. If you have one of those franchise films, you want him in them. And you also want him in those movies like Rain Man, like A Few Good Men. No actor has ever been better at playing the young lawyer role. I also bring up Matthew McConaughey because he was really good at it for a while. But Tom Cruise is the greatest just because of A Few Good Men and The Firm. I mean, that is a back-to-back. That is the crown achievement of Tom Cruise's career, is how good he was at playing a young, stuck-up lawyer. I'm at a point with Tom Cruise where I'm just wondering what the last half of his career is going to look like. Like, I do believe at some point the Academy is going to give Tom Cruise an Oscar victory, and I'm going to get so upset if it's an honorary Oscar. Give this man an actual trophy for one of his performances. I also can't wait to see the wild movies he makes in the future. There's some rumors out there, and there's been some talk that he's going to make a movie in space with Doug Liman. Like, that's the guy who would do that. Tom Cruise, I mean, he's just kind of so true to himself with the movies he makes. Where, yes, you can make fun of him for wanting to make a movie from space, but you're also like, I really want to see a Tom Cruise movie where he's actually in space. Nice. I also just want to see Tom Cruise interact with more of the young actors working today. Like, I get it, he's his own thing. But what was great about Top Gun Maverick is he was sharing screen time with Miles Teller and Glenn Powell, two young stars on the rise. I want to see Tom Cruise work with Timothée Chalamet because it would be such a full circle moment for Tom Cruise's career, because at the beginning stages of his career, he was working with the Paul Newmans, the Dustin Hoffmans, the Gene Hackmans, the Jack Nicholsons. Now he should return the favor and work with the young actors of this generation. Let's get into my Mount Rushmore of Tom Cruise films. Now again, I love so many Tom Cruise movies. It's hard to tell which ones are my four favorites, but this is the ones that I came up with. A Few Good Men. This has to make the list. I mean, this is such a great Tom Cruise movie. I think it's my favorite Tom Cruise movie. It's the Tom Cruise movie I've watched most often. Yes, I know all the talk is about Jack Nicholson and that scene is iconic, but Tom Cruise carries this film. The second movie is also a controversial pick, I feel like. The Color of Money. This is the forgotten film in the Tom Cruise filmography. Again, I know Paul Newman is amazing in this movie, but Tom Cruise is it as the young pool player Vincent. For me, it's one of the most entertaining movies of all time, and that to me is part of the Tom Cruise factor, is he's always entertaining. His movies, yes, they can be heavy at points, but they're always entertaining, and that's what makes Tom Cruise a movie star. He's in it for the entertainment value. These next two are obvious picks. Jerry Maguire. You can't talk about Tom Cruise without talking about Jerry Maguire. This movie lives in time. I know some people make fun of it. Some people view it as over the top. I view it as a masterpiece. I mean, I view it as Cameron Crowe's best movie. I love Almost Famous, but there's never been a movie like Jerry Maguire. And what I like about it, it's so chaotic. Like, it really shouldn't work. It's kind of a mess. But Tom Cruise makes the whole thing go. And the final film on my Tom Cruise Mount Rushmore is Magnolia. It's his best supporting performance. Tom Cruise is just going full maniac mode as Frank T.J. Mackey, who again, like a lot of Tom Cruise's characters, gets a bit of redemption by the end of the film. And only really Tom Cruise can pull that off. And Paul Thomas Anderson really understood that about Tom Cruise. And one of the things I love about Cruise's career is there are many of you who have four very different films that are in your favorites of Tom Cruise. That's what makes him so special. He's been so good for so long. I know that most modern audiences would have a lot of Mission Impossible films in their Mount Rushmore. It's kind of crazy that Top Gun or Top Gun Maverick are not in my Mount Rushmore, but when I think about Tom Cruise, those are the four movies I rewatch over and over again. They are quintessential Tom Cruise films. Rain Man could also be in the discussion when you're talking about Tom Cruise. Why I think we were all so quick to celebrate Tom Cruise during the success of Top Gun Maverick is because we are all afraid that there is never going to be another Tom Cruise. Like, I have lived in the era of the movie star. I lived during the Brad Pitt era. I lived during the Will Smith era. I lived during the Leonardo DiCaprio era, and we've all lived throughout the Tom Cruise era. Like, we know everything about this movie star. We go and see these movies because Tom Cruise is in them, and there's a real fear that we're losing that. Now, there are young stars. Timothée Chalamet is crushing it at the box office lately, but are we going to have a signature actor be this good for this long as we've had with Tom Cruise? I mean, he's been so relevant. You have Leo. He goes away for 5 years. Tom Cruise has never really gone away for 5 years. He's been a consistent presence in films. He's been relevant since 1983. The other actors of the 80s have had ups and downs. Richard Gere, John Cusack, Dennis Quaid, Kevin Costner. They're there and then they're not. They have their ups and downs. Tom Cruise has never really had a down period, at least when it comes to his filmography. We can talk about the personal stuff. I don't really want to get into that. I just think culturally he's been as relevant as any actor ever for a longer time period than any actor ever. I'm a guy who watches movies because of movie stars. I'm all about the actors. Yes, I love directors, but the things that make movies work is the movie star, and Tom Cruise has made so many of my favorite movies work. It's why he's one of my favorites. He's not my absolute favorite. There are others I prefer over Tom Cruise, but when I put on a Tom Cruise movie like A Few Good Men, it gives me an endless amount of joy, and that's what Tom Cruise's career has done for me. I hope this podcast gets you to revisit some of Tom Cruise's classic films, because I do think, weirdly, he is an underrated actor. Yes, he's a great movie star, but he's also given great performances. Just watch A Few Good Men, where he holds his own against a titan in Jack Nicholson. Cruise is like weirdly the Steven Spielberg of actors. Like, Steven Spielberg is discredited because of his popularity, and sometimes I feel we do the exact same thing to Tom Cruise. Just because he is popular doesn't mean he's not good. In fact, he's one of the very best we've ever seen. Thanks for listening to this edition of Pop Culture Spotlight. I'm Cameron McKinney, and there'll be a new episode of the podcast every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I highly, highly recommend you go and watch the films of Tom Cruise.